Happy New Year and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. Deutsche Bank highlighted this week that there have been 14 Fed rate cut cycles since 1966, and so far, this one has seen the second worst performance for 10-year Treasury bonds. Yields have now climbed 90-ish basis points higher than they were when the Fed began to cut rates this past September. Despite that headwind, levered credit has outperformed U.S. investment grade and aggregate indices. The fourth quarter was particularly unkind to the ag, which lost 3% during that three-month stint and ended the year up only 1.25%. Compare that to U.S. high yields, roughly 8.2%, and U.S. leveraged loans, 9.3% returns. So how does that leave us set up for 2025? As I say again and again, the starting point in valuations matter. We're sitting at 4.6 or so on the 10-year. The market is pricing in one or two Fed cuts this year, which could mean half the market expects none and half expect four. The reality is, as it stands today, rates do provide some cushion in a risk-off environment. Volatility will pick up this year as the market digests news flow on everything from tariffs to horrific terror attacks. While credit spreads are slightly below their average levels, credit quality is above average. More importantly, all-in yield is around 7 3/8 on U.S. high yield and 57 basis points above the five-year average, while duration risk is a half a year shorter over that same period of time. 2024 saw U.S. CCC risk rip higher, returning 11.9% for the year as law firm after law firm made millions out of court restructurings and liability management exercises, while co-ops and ad hoc groups left some members of the mutual fund community at an information disadvantage. It's hard to see CCC risk have a repeat of this level of performance, not because of a spike in defaults, but simply because valuations for this rating band are now 156 bips tighter than they were at the beginning of 2024. While LME exercises kick the cans, many of these issuers are not out of the woods yet. We remain very constructive on the asset class, and we will look to add market beta into any widening in valuations. And that is our setup for 2025. As always, thanks for your time, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.